Let's have a round of applause for our chairman, Ed Cox. I hope you had a good time in your visit to Buffalo, although it was short, but we hope you leave here with a much stronger opinion of our great city than you came with. So thank you for being here and participating in this convention. It means an awful lot to our organization, and I know our state committee as well. Middle-class wages are falling. Our military might is declining. Our borders are broken. Our influence in the world is waning. Healthcare costs are skyrocketing. Deficits are drowning our nation. There are terrorists attacking us on our soil. Our tax code is filled with the stench of backroom deals. 1.5 million people have been in New York during the last 15 years. Buffalo has half of the population it once did. 500,000 New Yorkers will go to bed on Sunday without a job to go to on Monday. After 18 years of a camera-hogging windbag who's made a career lining his pockets of his campaign coffers on Wall Street, isn't it time we had a senator that was willing to fight for us? Yes. Chuck Schumer is a pro at raising money. But I have news for him. No amount of money is going to buy the hearts of New Yorkers who have been forced to live on the table scraps of the ruling class of this country. Wendy Long will get my vote for the same reason that she's going to get yours. For the same reason that she'll get the votes of millions of like-minded New Yorkers looking to take our country back. A little revolt now and then isn't a bad thing. And the best thing we can do for our economy and our country going forward is to give the political class a chance to live under the same rules that they've imposed on the middle class of this country. Senator Schumer's happiest days are measured by the campaign contributions that come in the mailbox, the airtime he got on cable news that day, or the number of newspapers that have plastered his meaningless press conferences in. And you want to really befuddle a smart and well-read New York State resident? Ask them what Chuck Schumer's done that actually matters to us. Today, I promise you this. You'll never see Wendy Long doing a press conference on a Sunday about how much salt's in the cheeseburger you just ate. Or the sunscreen that was sold at the corner store. Or how much caffeine is in the peanut butter that you bought. Her time will be spent on important things to New Yorkers, and at stake in this election this year, and at stake for this country, is righting this sorry ship in the state of New York. There was a time when New Yorkers could make a living wage, a time when it was easy to find a job, a time when we had an economy that grew each and every year, a time when middle-class New Yorkers could buy a home, put children through college, and retire in dignity with money they save right here at home. We want those days back. Isn't it time we had a senator that wanted the same things that we do for this state? There was a time when our families could buy health insurance that fit their needs, pick their own doctors, rather than a one-size-fits-all government policy dictated by distant bureaucrats. We want those days back. That starts with a senator that knows that Obamacare needs to be repealed and replaced now. There was a time when our borders mattered and were secure, a time when immigration was under control, a time when we were a sovereign country that controlled its own destiny, a time when we decided who comes in and who doesn't, a time when no one could imagine a jihadist blowing up a school or terrorizing a city on American soil. That's happened under Chuck Schumer's watch. We want those days back. Wendy Long wants those days back, and we need a senator that cares about us. There was a time when New York senators believed that the Second Amendment means what it says and says what it means. Isn't it time we had at least one of our two New York State U.S. senators that has actually read the Constitution? There was a time when we had a fair and simple tax code that put all Americans and all New Yorkers on a level playing field. Wendy Long wants those days back, and that will never happen with a senator who sells carve-outs and loopholes to pad his campaign account to Wall Street. There was a time when the United States lived within its means, a time when we didn't have $19 trillion in national debt, a time when we didn't borrow half a trillion each and every year just to pay the regular bills. We want those days back. Those days will not come by a senator who thinks borrowed money is a path of prosperity, and they sure won't come if Chuck Schumer is allowed to become the Senate Majority Leader of this country. There was a time when we honored and treated our veterans with more than mere words. We made sure they got what they were promised, health care worthy of the name, a good job, and a living wage to feed a family. We want those days back, and that starts with a senator more concerned about our veterans who have paid the ultimate price for our country than holding press conferences about Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a better nation than our political class has allowed us to be. We are better people than the elites who have ruled from the throne. We are smarter than the bureaucrats that dictate how our lives are lived. I proudly place in the name and nomination of Wendy Long for United States Senate. Starting today, starting with a campaign today, we will be on the path to victory, and may our spirit soar again in this great state, and may our lamp of freedom shine once again, and let this become the Empire State one more time. Let it be someday that we are rekindled the flame of this, the greatest democracy that the world has ever known. God bless you, God bless New York, and God bless America.